This is the official podcast of the Oakland Raiders. Here's your host, Eddie Pascal.
Well, it's been less than a week since the NFL New Year kicked off, the 2018 New Year, and the Raiders have been busy, right? From quarterbacks to cornerbacks, defensive ends and linebackers. Reggie McKenzie and Coach Gruden have been cooking the past couple of days, and you know, with all the guys that we've brought in, the team has brought in, and all the guys, the handful of guys that are no longer here via trade, via release, whatever it is, you know, there's, I think at this point, kind of one crown jewel of the free agency class. No shots at any of the guys that we brought in already, but I think you look at a guy like Jordy Nelson, who we signed away from the Green Bay Packers, a guy who's won a Super Bowl, who's been to a Pro Bowl, who has, you know, he's got the numbers to back up his career. I mean, this is a guy who spent, like I said, close to a decade with Aaron Rodgers and has been, you know, one of the top five wide receivers in the NFL for a long time. So now in silver and black, Michael Crabtree's out, Jordy Nelson in. And we had a chance to actually sit down and talk to Jordy the day that he signed. And just a really insightful guy, a guy who knows where he's at in his career, a guy who wants to start bringing along some of these young Oakland Raiders wide receivers. But at the same time, a guy who is not shying away from the big stage, a guy who's still got a lot of gas left in the tank and who's excited to go out and show out for a new team here in Oakland. So Jordy put pen to paper on Thursday morning, and Thursday afternoon, he sat down with us at Silver and Black Productions, and we asked him, I said point blank, Jordy, how does it feel to be the newest member of the Oakland Raiders? How does that sound for the first time saying it out loud?
I will tell you what, it is different, but it's exciting. To be a part of this, obviously knowing some of the coaches that are here, knowing Reggie from Green Bay, it's exciting to be a part of another historic franchise in the NFL, and continue to help out with its climb back to a Super Bowl. So I know they got a bunch of great young guys here, and are moving in the right direction. I just want to be a part of it and be a part of it for this year.
You talked about the familiarity with Reggie and obviously Edgar Bennett. Well, how much did that familiarity kind of lead into your decision to ultimately end up in Silver and Black?
Knowing EB, Edgar Bennett, probably had a pretty big impact, to be honest with you. I mean, just be able to reach out to him right away and get a feel for the area, understanding having him as a position coach before and understanding knowing how he's going to coach and what he's going to want from me, and just having that connection already is a huge impact. And yeah, it just makes it'll make that transition a lot easier.
So you kind of have a leg up with the other wide receivers in that room with Coop and Seth and Johnny Holton, those guys. So what do they need to know about Edgar Bennett going into 2018?
Coach EB is going to make you work. He might take more pride in run blocking than he does route running. So he's very disciplined in what he does. That's something he brought into our room the first year he came in, and I think it made a great impact. So he's going to make us be disciplined, make us work, care about every aspect of the game, care about the ball, care about the run game, even though we're receivers. So it's something that can really propel, you know, a guy to the next level and fine-tune that discipline in their game.
I mean, so after spending almost a decade in Green Bay and kind of being so ingrained in that franchise and that city and everything, I mean, what have the past couple of days been like for you?
The past couple of days have been crazy. Just a lot of phone calls, a lot of texts, trying to figure out everything else out. Obviously, it's not just me, it's my family. I got a wife and three kids, so there's a lot on the line of figuring out where we want to go and where we want to spend the next couple years before football is done. So it's been fast. We're trying to slow it down to make sure we make the right decision. This just felt right. The area, I've known some people that have lived out here who've been a part of the Raiders, and I'm just talking to them, and it just seemed like the right fit at the right time.
I mean, so obviously you had no shortage of teams that were interested in bringing you in. So, I mean, what ultimately led to your final decision of signing here?
I don't think it's one thing. I think, like we mentioned earlier, the coaching staff, knowing a couple of the assistant coaches that they brought in with Edgar Bennett and Coach Turkovac. Honestly, being around Coach Gruden, doing Monday Night Football games and doing the production meetings and understanding, you know, his football mind and the intensity that he brings to it. Having some guys that I've played with, that have played with some of the guys here, if it's James Jones and Devontae Adams, who've played with Derek Carr, for them to be able to fill me full of information on him, the type of person he is, the type of player. Being with Derek for the whole day that I was here and before we signed. So just those things all just accumulated, and then it just came together at the right time to allow me to stay here, get it signed, and then, you know, be back in about a month to start the 2018 season.
And you said you got to spend some time with Derek. I mean, what were those kind of initial meetings like, and how does that conversation go between you and Derek as you guys are breaking down? You know, obviously he pitched you to get here.
Right. It was very natural. He was straightforward, which I love. You don't want to you have to filter through all the extra nonsense when you come to what is pretty much a recruiting trip. But he's straightforward. A great guy, which I think will make it easy for me to connect with him. We talked some football. I understood, you know, I've watched him play. Like I said, I knew guys that played with him. He wasn't trying to, like, give me, you know, fill me full of rah-rah stuff, I guess, to get me to come. He was very authentic in what he wanted, and he's like, you let it straight forward. You know, I'd love to have you here if you want to be here. But, I mean, I don't think anyone wants a guy here that doesn't want to be here. So I think that was something he really stressed. If you want to be here, we'd love to have you, and we think we can do some great things.
So obviously in Green Bay, you have one of the best of all time to do it, right, in Aaron. And you mentioned James Jones, and when James Jones was here, another guy who has history with Aaron, you know, he used to call Derek Baby A-Rod. Yeah. So that had to be music to your ears.
It is. I got a lot of respect for James and his football mind, so I did rely on him. Obviously getting to play with Aaron for the last 10 years and having that reputation that we've built and that chemistry is something I look forward to having with Derek. And I've gathered a lot of knowledge from Aaron. I mean, he's one of the brightest minds I've ever been around on a football field. And if there's anything that I've been able to take from him and be able to pour into Derek to help him improve his game a little bit, you know, that's what I'm hoping to do. Bring some of our offense, bring some of what we did, and then just pour it all out and leave it all out here. You know, you only get to play this game for so long, and you got a couple more years left, and we'll leave it all out here and see what we can do.
You know, you talked about coming from Green Bay, a place that has such a rich tradition, kind of like here. So, I mean, that's got to be cool for you, I guess, when you look back on your career and all said and done, you know, 20 years from now, that you got to wear two of the most iconic uniforms in NFL history.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, going from a legendary franchise with the Packers to another one with the Raiders, two uniforms that I don't think have changed ever in their, you know, or not for a long time in their organization. They're not necessarily about the flash, they're about the grind and the toughness and everything. So I think that's another thing that'll be a great fit for us. It's about football and going out and play and performing and, you know, getting to experience. I haven't really had the full experience of the black hole. I came here with the Packers, but I was injured and didn't play. So I look forward to being on the positive end of that stuff and enjoying those fans and taking it all in.
And you look at this offense now, you know, you look, it's you, it's Coop, Marshawn, you know, Doug Martin's here. I mean, this is Jared Cook. There is no shortage of offensive weapons and places for Derek to go with the ball. That's going to be pretty exciting to be just another weapon for Derek to kind of utilize.
Absolutely. And talking with the coaches, and that's something we were able to do in Green Bay all the time, was get a lot of guys on the field that can make plays, and it makes it extremely hard for defense. So when you have the guys on the outside, you have the tight ends in the middle. Obviously, the run game is very influential in what we can do in the pass game. If they have to put an extra guy in the box to stop Marshawn and Doug Martin and those guys, it allows us to have the play-action game and the one-on-ones outside. So it's always great to have that compliment. Look forward to meeting those guys and being around. I know Cookie from a year he spent in Green Bay, so it'll be great to reconnect with him and you know, just get back into football and making plays and winning games.
So I got to ask about Jared. So Jared wears number 87 here. Have you even thought about going down that road yet, or is that a little further down the
way? I haven't. Coach Gruden brought it up in meetings yesterday, so that's something that I'll look into. I'm a very cheap person, so if it's going to cost me a dollar, I'm probably not going to fight for it. I'll move on. So I got to check out the roster, see what other numbers are available. And, you know, it's kind of a new spot for us, so might change it all up and go something different.
So, you know, Twitter's kind of been ablaze. I'm sure you've seen it since you were linked here, you came here. Everyone's been, oh, we get Jordy Nelson. So what would your message to Raider Nation be, to all those people who are so fired up, so excited to get you in the building? You're here. What's your message to those people?
My message to Raider Nation is that I'm excited to be here. The excitement's grown every minute that I've been here for the past 2 days now. And just one thing you're going to get from me is someone who's going to come in and work every day. I'll be the same person day in, day out, no matter what's going on. I'll grind through everything. I'll put it out on the field. You know, there's nothing more important to me than winning football games. And I've done that a lot in my career, and I look forward to doing it more. I got one Super Bowl ring. I know what it's like to be there. And there's not a better way to go out than win another one for a great franchise.
So I'll get you out of here on this one. You look now at this tandem of you and Amari Cooper. That's a pretty good 1-2 punch there.
It is. It's going to be fun. And I'll get to know Amari when I get in here on a more personal level. I've watched him play some, even Seth Roberts and the other guys, as we get more around. But I think the more that we get together as a group, the more we can feed off each other's talents, learn from each other, and continue to grow. They're going to teach me a lot. Hopefully I can teach them some things, and I say the more of the skilled guys we can get out there, the more threats we have, the more we're playing all on the same level, the more dynamic we'll be.
So that was our conversation with the Oakland Raiders' newest wide receiver, Jordy Nelson. And like I said, I think this is a guy that's not only going to produce a lot on Sundays, but is a guy that Raider Nation is really going to be able to get behind. He's got a really cool story. He's an interesting cat. And I think that you guys are going to look forward to seeing him and hearing a lot more from him in the coming months. So that is all for today's edition of the podcast. But I will tell you, keep an eye out because we have some other exciting stuff coming down this week in the podcast universe. Our resident draft expert, Kylan Martin, and I will sit down and we'll chop up what's happened in free agency so far. When it seems like everything's changing day by day. It seems like every single day, a guy's in, a guy's out. There's a lot going on. So Kylan and I are going to sit down and just try to make some headway of what's been going on the past week. And then we also have another special edition of the podcast featuring two of our very own of football's fabulous females, the Raiderettes, who give you everything you need to know on the 2018 edition of Tryouts and everything that you need to know about what they got cooking. So thank you for tuning in with us today. And like I said, make sure you keep an eye on what we got cooking later this week.
Thanks for listening to the official podcast of the Oakland Raiders.